Cincinnati Reds reliever Sam LaCure thought he was cursed early in his career, getting hit on the elbow, on the inside of the leg, his foot, and on and on. He knows the dangers and is ready to move if it's coming right at him.
You know, once we let go of the ball, we got to still be aware that the ball is gonna, you know, can be put in play, and to try to, you know, put yourself in the best position to field that ball or get out of the way of the ball.
Detroit pitcher Doug Fister wasn't able to get out of the way in Game 2 of last year's World Series.
One on, two out. Hit Fister is in the air and goes to center field for a base hit, and hopefully Fister's okay.
He got that glove up. We're talking about Jim Leland talking about his athleticism. You better be a good athlete in this situation. Watch the glove. No, he didn't get it. It did not get it up. Hit him on the side of the head. My gosh.
Fister was apparently okay and stayed in most of the game. Former Oakland A's pitcher Brandon McCarthy, now with the Arizona Diamondbacks, was also hit in the head last year. His injuries were more serious and required surgery. Jay Happ, a Toronto Blue Jays pitcher, was drilled in the head May 7th and suffered a head contusion. These are exactly the kind of injuries Dr. Gary Green, medical director for Major League Baseball, is trying to prevent with protective headgear that pitchers could choose to wear.
What we're trying to do is eliminate skull fractures and catastrophic bleeds into the brain that we are worried about when a 90-mile-an-hour ball comes off the bat and hits the pitcher in the head. So that, as a background, we've looked into different materials and we've been working with different companies to come up with solutions or something that's lightweight, comfortable, doesn't interfere with an athlete getting too hot and overheated, and yet can provide the kind of protection that we're looking for.
Green and Major League Baseball are working with several different companies, including EvoShield and Unequal Technologies, to put the protection inside a baseball cap.
Some use Kevlar, some use foam padding, some use different types of plastics. And the problem is that in order to come up with something that's lightweight, for instance, less than half a pound, and yet can withstand a 90-mile-an-hour impact from a baseball, it has turned out to be a very complicated issue from the standpoint of material science.
Reds pitcher Matt Latos says he doesn't think he'd want to wear it because it might be uncomfortable and your eyes, mouth, and face are still exposed. Getting hit in the head is something he says you hope never happens.
At high school, I got hit, just grazed the top of my head, but I mean, you know, thank God I haven't had, you know, that, you know, I haven't been hit in the head at all or in the face.
The critical area is just above the ear. If the temporal bone is hit where the skull is the thinnest and there is a very critical artery, the pitcher could die.
And we have had instances where pitchers have been struck in that area and have had bleeds. Luckily, they've all recovered and they're back to pitching. But that's the one that really scares medical professionals. It's that catastrophic injury that can cause what we call an epidural hematoma that can result in death.
The natural reaction is to turn to the side if the ball is coming right at you. Sam LaCure demonstrates in the Reds clubhouse.
You know, a lot of guys, when they follow through, like they're following through on the side. You know, if he's a right-handed pitcher, he's going to follow through that way. And so, you know, that's going to expose the side of his head. I mean, would you rather get hit in the side of the head or in the face? I don't know. But at least when you got your eyes on the ball, you know, you've got a better chance of having an idea where it's going to go.
LaCure says he would probably try out the protective headgear. So far, none of the prototypes have met Major League Baseball's criteria. MLB hopes to have at least one by the end of the year. Despite the scariness of a 90-mile-an-hour pitch coming directly at a pitcher, getting hit in the head is still rare. Dr. Green says of the 750,000 pitches per year in the major leagues, it only happens two or three times a year or once every 200 to 250,000 pitches. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.